Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Jamie Lynn Farney of K-State talking about cover crop options for forage in just a moment. Coming up Friday, August 26th, it's the Oklahoma Beef Council's partnership with the Oklahoma Blood Institute, the annual Beef Up the Blood Supply Blood Drive at the Oklahoma Blood Institute. Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council tells us more.
Donors who save lives on the Friday before Labor Day will enjoy a tailgate party at 9 statewide Oklahoma Blood Institute donor centers featuring all beef hot dogs. It's truly a critical event because donations always go down right before holiday weekends. Every 2 seconds, someone needs blood, and the Oklahoma Blood Institute manages the life-saving donations for more than 140,000 individuals each year. This is a wonderful opportunity for the Oklahoma Beef Council to remind consumers beef is a good source of iron while also helping support life-saving efforts in Oklahoma communities. So we want to encourage you to visit an Oklahoma Blood Institute Center on Friday, August 26th, and help save a life. For more information or to schedule an appointment to give blood, please visit obi.org. Once again, that's obi.org.
Dr. Jamie Lynn Farney is an associate professor and beef systems specialist with Kansas State University. She's located at the Southeast Research and Extension Center in Parsons, Kansas. Jamie Lynn's worked quite a bit with cover crops and some systems approach to working with livestock producers and diversifying their operation.
The concept and what we really looked at with the integration of cattle within cropping systems is the ability to reduce the risk within your operation. And by that, I mean, you know, strictly from an economic standpoint, it allows you to be able to possibly raise two different crops. You've got your meat crop, and that's what all cattle are, you know, regardless if you got a cow-calf, you're making meat, or producing some grain crop, and then being able to integrate those. And, you know, there's several really good benefits to integration. Improve within nutrient cycling within your operation. Typically, when you're... margins are really good in the cattle industry, it's when we have our lowest grain prices and vice versa. So it, you know, allows you to be able to stay within our agricultural community longer. It also has soil health benefits. You know, manure is one of the quickest ways to add organic matter into your operation. So there's several benefits. Oh, well, and I guess I forgot about the one that's real important here with all of our wind erosion. Anytime you can have anything growing, and that's what these annual forages can do, that will reduce the amount of erosion or losing that very beneficial topsoil. The below-the-ground benefits, depending on what your crop rotation, like I said, I'm not a crops expert, but in Kansas, especially in the southeast area, we do 3 crops in 2 years. We get a lot of diversity within our cropping systems. So our soils really, you know, are getting that breakup. And that's one of the cover crop benefits where you see your greatest benefit is, you know, corn after corn or wheat after wheat going with something else in between that system. Well, we already have that in southeast Kansas. So we don't see huge benefits just strictly from the cover crop itself. We'll see greater improvements in our soil properties with the manure. That is where we see a more readily usable form of soil nutrients, and especially the organic matter.
Right.
And, you know, it's very complex. We got to figure out what are your goals and how to balance each of those components.
For that cattle producer wanting to get his arms around, you know, utilizing some of these techniques, so how do you advise them? What do you tell them?
I actually, especially the people who are just starting out, I like to go a little simpler type of a blend, because if you're, you know, not as familiar with planting all the time, doing a sorghum sedan, which, you know, most people have done that. Add in the sun hemp, and then really we visit about plant maturity, because that's one of my favorite legumes in the summer, and one of the ones we find in Kansas really does contribute the most amount of nitrogen back into your system. But if you don't purposefully graze when it needs to be grazed, it can get woody. Or, you know, big old nasty rope stock to it.
Too much cellulose, yeah.
And, you know, that does no good for the cattle. And if you went to put it up for hay, I've heard horror stories from some folks that they said it just wrapped around my mower. Mm-hmm. They said it could be a wreck. So really, you know, I like them to start with, you know, two plant species and just see how they get used to or comfortable looking at their management. You know, a lot of these, especially the summer annuals, need some rotational grazing. You need to do some staggered planting dates to be able to keep your quality. You know, because if you think about if you plant your sorghum sedan all in the same day, if you're rotationally grazing through it, in 30 days, by the time you get to your last paddock, it's going to be 6 foot tall and headed out. That's not a good quality product.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so we really want to, I think what will help folks get in it is starting simple. You know, if you go out and get a $50 an acre seed, and when people look out there and they only have the grass species growing and maybe one legume, they're not going to keep coming back and trying because that was not successful. They said, I bought five things. I want to see five things out there. Mm-hmm.
Dr. Jamie Lynn Farney, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Farmers, throw a big curveball at wheat diseases they can't hit. Give them Green Hammer, an OSU variety marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Key diseases such as leaf rust and stripe rust can't handle Green Hammer, and it offers one of the highest protein levels in the Great Plains with a top-tier test weight. Green Hammer also offers Hessian fly resistance, acid soil tolerance, and excellent grazability. It's also been recognized for excellent milling and baking quality by the Wheat Quality Council. Put the hammer down with Green Hammer. Check out OKGenetics.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.